Blog Talk Radio.
Time. Well, well, my brothers and sisters, Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat Shalom. Thank the Most High, thank the Most High. Yes, indeed, that we're back again. Back again for another very precious episode, another very precious episode of Hidden Gospel, Hidden Gospel Revealed, and I'm your host, Jaden Meyer of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. I'm so very thankful to the Most High for the opportunity, yes, indeed, to be back with you here again. Back with you here again to speak these very precious words that the Most High has granted me for the blessing of His people. I thank the Most High. Yes, I thank the Most High for every year that He brings near. And I thank you all for listening. I thank the Most High. Yes, I do. I thank the Most High for the Spirit He has granted me to be able to speak the words that I will speak to you this night. The Most High has told me that yes, indeed, He has told me that I have for Him some very important things for Him to do. And because of what I must do for Him, He said to me that I would indeed accrue some very powerful friends as well as enemies. But He told me that in doing for Him that which He has asked of me, yes, indeed, what He has asked of me, He said to me that I would have His protection and His guidance. And for that, my brothers and sisters, I am indeed utmost thankful. For the Most High has told me, yes, indeed, He has told me. That in doing for Him what He has asked of me, again, He said I would have His protection and guidance. I asked Him what He meant by all this. He told me I must tell you things. Yes, indeed, that I must tell you things. That men have done everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence, if they could, to destroy. My brothers and sisters, I can only tell you that from the very beginning, the Most High declared purpose in the earth. He declared what is eternally His covenant, His plan. Again, my brothers and sisters, His purpose, His word, His word of agreement, whereby mankind, my brothers and sisters, might be found true. All that the Most High has created. And for this reason, in Romans 8, it speaks about how after the Spirit, only after the Spirit, my brothers and sisters, is it possible to please Yah. Carnal mind, what seeks to be pleased with what seems wise after its own heart. It cannot appease, cannot please Yah. Blessed are they who understand that there's a difference between the law of sin and death. The law of spirit and life. There's a difference between man functioning after the short-sightedness of what seems wise according to his flesh. And what it means, my brothers and sisters, to walk after the Spirit of the Most High that brings all things to remembrance. It rebukes all sin, rebukes all false allegiances, rebukes all partial and imperfect doctrine that has divided mankind after divide and conquer tactics to keep the people who would believe far less they're concerted in their reasoning. We must understand, my brothers and sisters, what it really means when the scripture says all creation awaits the manifestation of the sons. Yes, the sons and daughters of Yah. All creation, my brothers and sisters, awaits when finally the people of the Most High, knowing indeed what from the beginning is purpose, everlasting and eternal purpose, what it is for all the universe, again, to be one. It says, in that day, my brothers and sisters, before man can even ask, the heavens shall answer Yisrael. I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, it's time to understand. Yohanan 1 and 1. They wrote it down in your Bible. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with Yah. The Word was Yah. It means that Word is eternal. It's eternally and constant, a constant in Him. It does not change. So all things are made by Him. How about everything were made consistent with that initial word? My brother and sister, that word for word there is also promise. The word there, my brother and sister, for word, the bar is also purpose. My brother and sister, all things are created according to one purpose, that all things might work together for common good. Scripture said, without Him, there were nothing made that were made. Nothing outside this purpose did he make. We need to consider what that means. My brothers and sisters, it is because the plan of the Most High is consistent, perfect in all things, no contradiction in it. It is life. The scriptures have relayed to us that if we are wise to understand it, hear me, my brothers and sisters, if we are wise to understand it, that discerning that which is initial purpose in the mind of the Most High, that is the light of life. If a man, my brothers and sisters, falls victim to the systems of this earth, which since the dawn of human fall, men have created to blind men not to discern that which was declared from the beginning. Realize, my brothers and sisters, all that is necessary for man to fall victim to the powers of darkness is that he remain blinded not to discern what the Most High has promised from the beginning is the eventuality. Not to discern, my brothers and sisters, after the variant, differing rulerships of this earth, not to understand what indeed is divine purpose. Because believe me, whenever men have declared of themselves variant rulerships, and believe me, the Most High told me directly, nobody has a right to rule but by him. Whenever men have established alternate standards, calling them constitutions, in their infirmity, and men have fallen victim, my brothers and sisters, of those who would deny any part of the law and the prophets, causes men to fall victim to injustice, unrighteousness, not discerning what the Most High has intended unto the reconciliation, my brothers and sisters, of all contentions. That's what he meant when he said, think not that he came to destroy the law and the prophets. It's the law of justice. He said, I've not come to destroy this law, to dishonor this law. How about to reconcile all differences? Scripture says Messiah comes to, well, think about Acts 3:18-23. He comes for a time for the restoration, the refreshing, restitution of all things, according to all the Most High has spoken by the mouth of his holy prophet since the world began. When he speaks according to this word, Acts 3:18-23 is reminiscent of Isaiah 8:16-20. When he comes saying, bind all the testimony, seal all the law. He says, whoever will not reckon according to this pure and perfect word, they have no light in them. In other words, understand what the Most High calls light is the word of truth that cannot deny the truth. It's the foundation of truth. Cannot deny the truth. Light cannot deny light. The man has a word in him, my brothers and sisters, brought of a hasty conclusion. Man, my brothers and sisters, subject to a half-truth is subject to a lie. But man, comforted in half-truth, my brothers and sisters, so many times blinded by lies, is blind not to seek the greater dimensions of truth. And oftentimes, my brothers and sisters, in his pride, man is so often compelled to despise the greater knowledge of the truth that would expose the darkness, that would expose the foolishness, the deceptiveness. Look at the word foolish, fallen, false, F-A-L-S, foolish, F-O-O-L-I-S-H, S-N-H-H, S-N-S-H. Understand, compare them in the Hebrew letters sheen. Understand, my brothers and sisters, the truth of the matter, the truth of my brothers and sisters, the matter, is that Most High told me directly that the greatest wisdom is not what people think they know, but what they don't know. What men think they know, not giving consideration to all that he has declared, that is not wisdom at all. Scriptures tell us we must seek after the wisdom of the just. And you talk about that too over in the book of Luke. It's time we understand, my brothers and sisters, purity and completion offers one choice. So many times men have established among the nations, and that's why you see some 45,000 denominations, 280 nations and counting. Because in some way, men selfish in their ambitions and power and desire for power, have despised, hear me, my brothers and sisters, have despised the idea. The Most High declared a plan from the beginning. And quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, many rulers have thought and dared to declare, presumed, they had the right to divide the world. Earth belonged to Yah and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. Who shall ascend into his holy place? Who ascends the hills of the Most High? Who shall stand in his holy place? Who hath clean hands and a pure heart, has not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully? Who then is the King of glory? Who is that King, my brother and sister, who will not compel his people to be puffed up after the vanities of another? The first command, we shall have no other God, no other rule, no recognition of supreme rule eternal. But Yah, that rule demands that we know we cannot swear by his name after any man's vanities. Did you hear me, my brothers and sisters? It means you must have inspiration from the Most High to be one. For whenever Israel is not one, knowing that Yah is one, it is sin. Blessed are they who will understand this. There's a reason why the scripture said Messiah must come. Yes, he must come. Prove foolish. How about falling? Even the word of false prophets, deceptive standards, insufficient. What many have called wisdom and what many have called wise. So many ways what he actually says is said is that I've come for the judgment of this world. And so that those who seem wise might be counted foolish. And so many who have been deemed or who deem themselves the children of light might be found the children of darkness. Even my brothers and sisters, that those who have not seen light, those who have been blind, might finally at last see. Ruler said in response to this, do you dare say that we are blind? Messiah said, in effect, if you would admit your blindness, what it really means, that you have been blind. Or if I could talk a little bit more about Isaiah 29:8-16. So if you admit to your blindness, you might have no sin. But it is because so many in their pride say they see, not discerning what the scriptures mean when it says, Spirit of Yah is upon the priest, get tidings to the meek. So word, my brothers and sisters, those who would seek the esteem of men, who would lie against the Most High so as to exalt themselves. It's a word they will not understand. Like I said, he said, if you admit to your blindness, you might have no sin. Your sin might be removed. You might find an atonement. But because men have said in their blindness, in their lack of so much knowledge, that they yet see, so as also to deceive not only themselves and others. So much sin, so many curses, so much false gospel, so much division, divisiveness among our people remains. When the scripture talks about in the book of Galatians, if the gospel, well, we need to talk about both those scriptures. First chapter, if any man preach any other gospel, let him be accursed. Let me tell you, the gospel is the sure word of the righteous reign of the Most High. No word less, nothing added to it. It's still the gospel of the kingdom. It is the misrule of others who will sustain their pulpits and their thrones. The gospel, my brothers and sisters, is the rule of the king himself. And so many, after a multitude of denominations and nations, have declared to the people, falsely unto the people, that what they have preached is the gospel. And many have been gullible, not knowing the righteousness of Yah. 45,000 denominations across 280 nations. And men have really believed that they've picked one, have been born into one, And automatically, it's the gospel of the kingdom. How can that be, my brothers and sisters, when the scriptures have already said when Messiah appears, the Most High sins because he's looked upon the children of men and seen none righteous, no, not one. Psalm 14, Psalm 53. He's looked among men when Isaiah 59 and seen no intercessor. Most High, my brothers and sisters, has sought to be merciful to his people. Zechariah 10 talks about how he looked upon his people and saw that they had no shepherd. King James Version is kind of has a kind of a bad translation of what it means when the scripture says, because the Most High looked upon this, he said he'd bring forth the one called the cornerstone, the nail, and the battle bow. Put in your King James Version. He bring forth them, even all their rulers together. I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, the one called the corner, the one called the nail, the one called the battle bow, are one and the same. A lot to be understood about Isaiah 22, about the one called the nail, the one called the son of Hilkiah, a son of David. But the Most High said he removed that which seemed firm before, and will establish what will be firm. Even that Most High be considered the God of the whole earth. He will establish him in a sure place. One called the cornerstone. What about the scripture says, the stone which the builders rejected from the chief stone of the corner? Meaning that, my brothers and sisters, what men have called firmity among the churches has been infirmity. There's the truth, my brothers and sisters. The scripture says, according to Psalm 118, that when Messiah comes to speak it, to declare it, all nations would gather against him. But the scripture says, nevertheless, in a day is the Lord, the Most High. That's the way it reads anyway in the King James Version. It says, this is the day the Lord has made. The Most High has made. When I use that word, it has a different connotation to me. I'm going to tell you that now. That word relates master. It relates him who, him and my brothers and sisters, master concerning all things, conscience of all things, concerning how all things work together. All things, my brothers and sisters, created under his purpose. Him and my brothers and sisters, in a day the Most High will bring to bear. The scripture says he will bind our festival possessions like an unbroken chain. Blessed are they who will understand what this means. The one called the battle bow. Oh, if I could sit back and talk to you about scriptures like what's really down there in the Hebrew at Numbers 24:14 through 17. 24:14, then 17 through 19. What's written about the one, because Isaiah 41, scripture says the king should be made as dust to his sword and driven stubble to his bow. The one, my brothers and sisters, the scripture calls the white horse rider, believe me. The white horse rider at Revelation 6 and the one at Revelation 19 are one and the same. Hear me, my brothers and sisters. I know what they sought to tell you to keep you blind to the fact, but I can only tell you, please examine on my website such articles as at hiddengospel.com, article called Early Church Origin, Mutual Expectation. There's an article there, my brothers and sisters, also called Tribulation, 70 to 365 A.D. You desperately need it. Article there called The Secret City Prophecies. It's time that men understand, our brothers and sisters, who the Most High said he would send, that Israel again be made a strong people, the awaited one, the righteous one that he spoke of in Isaiah 25, 1 through 3, reading out to the 10th verse, 26th chapter, talking about Israel being made again a strong people. The righteous one who, I hope you will understand this, shall bring it to bear. The men shall discern again what indeed is the works of the Most High. Isaiah 25, the one scripture says, because of him, this is the righteous one for whom we awaited. And because of him, declaring the word that transcends the veils, the covering that's over all the nations. Say he wiped away all tears from off all eyes. Compare that scripture, my brothers and sisters, sometimes to Isaiah 49, 1 through 10. Revelation 6:12-7:2. Then after the 16, 17 verses of Revelation. Understand, all this is latter-day prophecy. The scripture says, because of him, it shall come to pass. Many shall say, other lords have had dominion over us. But now, by Yah and Yah only, we make mention of thy name. Check it out in the NASB, NIV. Hey, I'm not saying I ascribe everything in those translations. But Isaiah 24, 25, 26, NIV, NASB translations are quite well done. Isaiah 24, 10 through 16, talks about that righteous one who appears out of the west. My brothers and sisters, that men shall all know that the dear rulers have dealt very treacherously against the knowledge of a covenant. Blessed are they, my brothers and sisters, will understand the secret city prophecies about that city that's also spoken of in the book of Zephaniah, 3rd chapter, Isaiah 19, 18 to 25. That city that's also mentioned in Numbers 24, 14 through 17 through 19, relating how Messiah shall truly appear. Scriptures actually say, my brothers and sisters, and many of us do well to understand what's really written in Luke 17, 20 through 26 through 18 and 8. What it means when it says, they asked him when they put down the King James Version, when the kingdom would come. His response was with regard to the king. So the Son of Man does not come by easy observation. Wow. Said, just as the days of Lot and Noah, such are the days of the Son of Man. Lot warned the city, Noah warned the world, just before imminent destruction. They asked him when the Son of Man would come, when the kingdom would come. Said, the Son of Man does not come by easy observation. Said, behold, the king is among you. They translated it within. And they translated the kingdom. Basileia, Basileus are also words to be looked at closely. It really meant the king, the prince, is right there in your midst. They didn't recognize a lot of Noah either. Well, my brothers and sisters, they hid a lot of this truth from you. But you not understand the grace of Yah that he reveals the plans of the Most High beyond all that which the world would seek to hide, bringing all things to remembrance. We want to talk about that tonight. My brothers and sisters, even bring it to remembrance those things that the whole world be an obstacle against your understanding. Why did they hide these things from you? Isaiah 41. Yes, my brothers and sisters, Isaiah 41 tells us that when Messiah appears, the righteous, when they put down the word, comes from the north and the rising sun and rising of the sun, the word sophon in Hebrew actually means one who is hid. Isaiah 49 says, you come forth saying, listen to me, O isles. Hearken to me, O you nation. The Most High has called me to speak to the nations afar off. From the body of my mother has he made mention of my name, and the shadow of his hand has he concealed me. And being a brother and sister, this one is concealed, and so also is his name. Isaiah 45:15 says, they shall say, surely thou art the one who hides thyself. When they wrote down from the north and the rising sun, it means one who is hidden, one who is not easily discerned after the carnal mind, and certainly not understood by those who have not discerned what the Most High declared his purpose from the beginning, and certainly have not understood the eventuality. And the scripture says, because the leaders have been treacherous, they would be trodden down like martyrs, the potter treads clay. You need to read on, my brothers and sisters. The scripture says, because the leaders have been treacherous. Most High looked and saw none who preached the gospel. Isaiah 42 speaks of him and said, behold, therefore, then my servant, my elect, my soul delights. I put my spirit upon him. He shall bring forth justice to the nations. Oh, this is latter-day prophecy, my brothers and sisters. We understand what's at Matthew 12:18. But you need to read on. Scriptures finally say, has it been a long time that you have not been a long time that you have not revered me? Have been a long time silent you have not revered me? So now I will lay waste mountains. I will dry up the pools. He shall shout as a lion. Yes, he will make a war cry. He will stir up zealously like a mighty man. Read on in Isaiah 42, my brothers and sisters. Says he must come in the latter days then to magnify the law, establish it. Truly, according to what is honorable, because he looked upon men and saw none who said there's a need to restore. Scripture says, talks about further on, it talks about how men will realize their leaders. Yes, the leaders have trapped them in prison houses where the greater truth could not enter. Men blinded, burned them, unto indiscretion, knowing it not, have not discerned their leaders were blind men. Yes, my brothers and sisters, not discerning that their leaders have been utmost treacherous. Therefore, Messiah himself must come to regather his people from all the indiscretions of all the nations. Indeed, my brothers and sisters, to prove foolish these times of the Gentiles, these times of amassed confusion, these times in which nations and rulers have all felt that they were righteous according to the licentiousness of their own hearts, unwilling to reason together as one, under the marks of the beast, the standards of the nations, believe me, the word goy for Gentile means also a troop of unreasoning animals who will not reason according to the purpose of man. Manu, God mind, please understand. Man was not created, my brothers and sisters, to be a habitation for any other spirit under any other testimony but that of the Most High. But my brothers and sisters, what did Messiah mean? What did he mean? When he said such things as do this in remembrance of me. What did he know, my brothers and sisters, in advance that men will forget? What did he know in advance that the scripture said in Isaiah 48 that he would come in the latter days saying, oh, that you kept my commandments, oh, that you remembered my commandments, even my conscience, the collective conscience that you all should remember. Say, then your peace would have been as a river and your righteousness the way of the sea. What is it that he knew that men would forget, my brothers and sisters? That the scripture said, because men forgot, descendants were destroyed from before him. What did it mean, my brothers and sisters, when the scripture says, who is there among you who will discern how his people are sworn by his name, but not in truth nor in righteousness? Who is there, my brothers and sisters, that faithful ally the Most High has chosen, that this confusion, this Babylon be no more? Scripture said he would come forth in Isaiah 48 saying, there's no peace to the, they put down the word wicked. Believe me, the word means lawless. Those who refuse to understand or would not understand. There's no peace then without this understanding, my brothers and sisters. That's why he comes saying, listen to me, O isles. Hearken to me, O you nations. Most High has called me to speak to the nations afar off. From the body of my mother, he said, he made mention of my name. Yes, my brothers and sisters, reveal his glory. Shut up his hands and concealed him. But he comes to, at this to certain time, to reveal his glory. Even saying, Father, I realize, he said, he spoke about how he realized for a time that he has spent his strength for naught after the vanities of this world. But as one, the Most High himself must awaken, saying, morning by morning, the Most High caused my ears to hear the teaching. And I've not been proud to turn back to the rebellious ways that I should know how to declare a word to the weary. Please read Isaiah 51 through 5 and understand who it's talking about when the scripture says, whoever it is among you that has no light, that will serve the Most High. Let him trust in that one who is called by the name of the Most High and be saved by his, one who he calls supreme. But brothers and sisters, scripture said that very self same one would say, if you walk in the sparks, what you call wisdom, after the vanity of your own heart, that you have of his hands, that you should lie down in sorrow. But brothers and sisters, we must have the Spirit of the Most High. We must have guidance from him. We be attuned to one mind. Isaiah 49 again said this one would say he would come to reveal the glory, the invariant light and wisdom of the Most High. He comes, my brothers and sisters. Why? He said to bring Israel back to him. Israel knows that Yah is one, and knows, true Israel knows that Israel is under sin, divisions, curses, damnations, if not one. But he said it'd be a light of duty that he should bring back Israel. Even though, understand, my brothers and sisters, Israel must be made one in order to be a light to all nations. Those who are predisposed for the greater truth and know they must have it. A little bit easier task to bring them back. But my brother says, what are those of the nations who feel like the Most High gave men license to divide the world? after the predispositions of their variant kings. That's what the pagans believe. Polytheism, my brothers and sisters, is an obstacle, an absolute obstacle against discerning the absolution of what is divine purpose. It declares as if what man might be found viable after could be divisive rather than one. It's irreverence without a reference point, my brothers and sisters. It's man forgetting that the earth belongs to Yah and the forms thereof. It is antipathy against absolution and a love for confusion. To perish without a sense of divine purpose, my brothers and sisters, or discerning what indeed is divine purpose for man, is to perish. He who dies without the law perishes without the law. Read Romans 2. Whoever does not discern, my brothers and sisters, what is the expectation? What is the testimony we must exude by word and deed? For the blessing of one another, my brothers and sisters, to be left without that knowledge is to leave many to be victimized. Because for if you're not subject to or don't know the law of the Most High, my brothers and sisters, whose law are you subject to? But the misconceits, the short-sightedness, the blindness of another. Isn't it time we understand, my brothers and sisters? How can we call upon him? How can we avow ourselves to one whose testimony, whose commands and absolution we have not heard? Believe me, not all have heard the preaching of the gospel. Many have had the law, but not sought it by faith, knowing that Yah is one, reverent unto his one will, absolute, pure, and perfect will. Romans 9:26. But the apostle Shaul said his greatest desire for Israel, we might be saved, might be one, might be made whole. A pure and perfect standard offers one choice. But knowing that many, knowing that we live in a world where men have not discerned what indeed is the righteousness, the absolution, the pure, perfect will of Yah, many have sought to establish their own righteousness. Deceivers, my brothers and sisters, deceivers. The truth of the matter, my brothers and sisters, the scriptures say it should come to pass in the last days that all those who call upon the name of the Most High should be delivered. But Joel, they call it Joel 2:32, actually says this Jerusalem, this city of peace, shall be to a remnant whom the Most High has called. One whom the Most High, my brothers and sisters, has called to himself, that they may avow themselves unto him. Believe me, not all have heard the preaching of the gospel. Many have only taught what sustains their thrones and pulpits, not the reign of the Most High. He said, not all have heard the preaching of the gospel. So therefore, who's going to believe his report? Remember, the scripture says kings should shut their mouths because of him, because that what they are not considered. The people are not considered. They should be made to consider. And consider it intelligently. Please understand Isaiah 52:15-53:1. For faith, my brothers and sisters, the capacity to see beyond all the debate and doubt and contentions of a divided mankind, the hypocrisy and hypocrisies and contradictions of a divided mankind, double-minded mankind, the capacity to discern faith beyond them all, my brothers and sisters, is a gift indeed from Yah. We must awaken to divine purpose. As I said before, polytheism blinds men to understanding that there's an absolute purpose under perfect peace. That all humanity must aspire to. The scripture says, Yah so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, and he said he sent one who declares his purpose. That whoever believes in him, I didn't say the variant misrepresentations of him, nor the misrepresentations that exist in this world against the pure, perfect truth of Yah. So those who believe in him who will come to testify with others would not. But those who believe in him might not perish, lacking the knowledge of the law, but might have an opportunity after an eternal word to attain eternal life. He says, this is the condemnation of the world, though, my brothers and sisters. This is why the world has been divided, because men have loved darkness more than light. The gospel went forth, but we see a world divided still. Why? Men have resisted the knowledge of the truth, and what has been taught has not been the gospel. You can't add to it. You can't take anything away from what is the whole word. In fact, the Hebrew words basar for gospel relate not just a glad tiding or a sure message. It relates the whole message of the Most High that cannot be denied. You add anything to it, you take anything away from it, you cause men to become contentious in their pride. And my brothers and sisters, deny anything the Most High has said. Remember we're told in 2 Timothy, 2 chapter. He will not deny himself. We must become completely furnished unto all good works, studying to show ourselves approved. I said before him. Reasoning together, my brothers and sisters, is one with him. If we reason according to the fullness that gives glory to his name, he said we will eat of the good of the land. But if not, we will deliver to the sword and the mouth of the Most High has promised it. Blessed are they who will understand, my brothers and sisters, what Colossians really means when it says we should beware, we should be careful, lest any man beguile us after the principle of the world, the intrusions of the principalities and powers of this world, not after the truth. Hear me, of the one called the Kurdi. Notice I did not use the word Christ. I spoke the other night about the idea about the word that, it's amazing, Hebrews and in English and in the Greek. There's a word for devil. You might find it surprising. Isaiah 34:14. You can also look at 1 Johannine 4:14. Easy. 34:14 and 4:14. Pretty easy. You might be surprised, my brothers and sisters, but the word that the Greeks used for a savior is one who kept men indiscriminate, deviant, not to discern, my brothers and sisters, their multitude of contentions as ungodly. The word they use for savior, my brothers and sisters, the word the Hebrews, and even in English, the word means a devil. And quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, in your concordance, it uses that word satyr for a devil. But it's also a word, my brothers and sisters, they use for a God or a Christ. Messiah was never called a Christ in his lifetime, my brothers and sisters. I repeat, Messiah was never called a Christ in his lifetime. That is a Greek corruption, far in departure from what those letters, Kaf, Resh, Shin, meant in the ancient languages. But the word, my brothers and sisters, related a pure and perfect and eternal light in the ancient languages. But the concept of a savior to those among the heathen who still wanted to maintain reverence for a multitude of diverse deities, their concept of a savior is one who caused people to coalesce in their indiscriminate thinking, not discerning that this lack of discernment is folly rather than wisdom. Think about it, my brothers and sisters. Some say that they are civilized because they can somehow, as they say, find peace among themselves while they lie against the Most High. Believe me, this pluralism, my brothers and sisters, could never be true to the will of one. Blessed are they who will understand what it means. You should not take his name in vain. You should not swear yourself in allegiance unto his name after the vanities of any man. The scripture says, after this, no man can be counted blameless. But there are those, my brothers and sisters, who would never want to believe the truth. They really believe the Most High compromised his name, his word, his will, after the constraints of society in which men are born. My brothers and sisters, I can only tell you if that were true, there could be no covenant at all. My brothers and sisters, there's a reason why he gives the Spirit to bring all things to remembrance, that we overcome all the schemes of this world that blind us against discerning what is the pure, perfect will of Yah. Question, my brothers and sisters, is how many of us are led by him? His Spirit seeks to bring all things to remembrance. How is it that, my brothers and sisters, so much truth men have forgotten and not remembered? Oh, we got a lot to talk about tonight. Still got about 45 minutes left. Oof, need to move on with it. I can only tell you that all prophecy, Isaiah 11, 2 Thessalonians 2, talks about the intrusion of the principalities and powers, blinding men to their iniquities, inequities, injustice, so much so that false rulers will sit there right at the temple, claiming themselves to be godly, just misleading the people, causing men to love lies, causing me and my brothers and sisters to show forth no greater love for the truth, satisfied with the contentious bastards, undisciplined bastards, who they call pastors. I don't even call them bastards. Bastard pastor. Bastards. Pastors. Ooh. who rule over most of your churches, having no desire for the absolute truth, but just seeking to carve out niches for themselves, preying upon men in their ignorance like devils. Who says Messiah would have to come to expose this massive pretense where men have been led astray without a love for the truth. Scripture says those, my brothers and sisters, without the love of the truth, cannot be saved, cannot be made whole. It says the spirit of truth, the testimony of truth, the worldly, those who are satisfied in their self-righteousness. He said that truth, that testimony, they will not receive. That spirit will correct these things they will not receive. My brothers and sisters, how dare men confess the name of the Most High and resist the truth, seeking to call themselves wise after the contentious schemes of men, and still say they are saved. Saved from the deceiver? Not so. Saved unto being made whole? Not so. My brothers and sisters, 45,000 denominations, 280 nations prove that man, let's just say, there's a reason why Messiah would come saying, oh, that you kept and preserved my commandments. Your peace would have been as a river. Your righteousness the way of the sea. And your descendants would not have been destroyed from before him. I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, think about it. There's a truth concerning who Messiah said he is. The testimony should have been testified in all the churches. Revelation 22:16, he said he is the root and offspring of David, the bright morning star, because many have not understood that prophecy that should have been testified in all the churches. Many of my brothers and sisters have sought to add and take away from the word, adding damnation to the soul, and leave themselves without the hope of eternal life, not knowing what the scriptures mean, says that those who keep his commandments are those who receive the reward of life. Please read Revelation 22:12, 22:21, and understand what I'm talking about. Who is that one called the root and offspring of David? Who is that one called the bright morning star? Why have men not known who Messiah said he is? And why it said, be watchful that you prepare for the Son of Man, because he was talking about preparing for one who reproves all your rulers. Isaiah 41 says, reproves all your kings. Malachi says, in the third chapter, says he will reprove all your priests. Zechariah, the 10th chapter says, the Most High is not pleased because he saw no shepherd. Who is that shepherd, my brothers and sisters? Scripture says, will prove foolish to wisdom, and men have called wise that have kept men in bondage. Who is that one? The scripture said he was established, through him he established Jerusalem, the city of peace, upon a firm foundation. Who is that one that he called a shepherd that would gather his people? Who is that one, my brothers and sisters? The scripture said, according to 1 Corinthians 4:5 and 44:20-45:6, will reveal the hidden things, the precious truths of Yah, that men's sense of values would be restored, that men at last know how to praise Yah rather than men. Who is it? Why didn't I tell you, my brothers and sisters, the Most High has a purpose for man, that he is mindful of him? Psalms 8:4. Why did I tell you why it's so important that you put upon yourself the whole armor of Yah, lest you fall for the thieving ways of devils who will keep you devious, divided against the pure, perfect will of Yah? Remember the scripture says the gospel be hid, hid by those who handle the word deceitfully. Men are led astray. If you're subject still yet to the schemes of those who have blinded you not to know what I'm talking about here, you're still under the mark of the beast. You're still under the schemes of the wicked. You're still under the schemes of those, my brothers and sisters, who for personal power's sake did everything they could, murdered many in the first centuries of this dispensation. That these truths be blotted from the minds of men. And if you're still subject to those, my brothers and sisters, who hear these truths, you're still under the marks and the standards of the beast. You have not overcome the world. When you talk with that about that's about in 1 John 4-5. Scripture says you must put upon yourself the whole armor of Yah, that you prove yourselves worthy unto him, that you might not be counted among the adversaries who would hide this truth. Read Isaiah 59 and understand. Like I said, Messiah comes to bring cooperation between man and the universe, which Yah has created. And the universe in cooperation with well-disciplined and reverent man. All creation awaits the manifestation of the sons and daughters of Yah. But Yah declared from the beginning, he has all the purpose for all things and must work together cooperatively, eternally. And like I said, may there have been the schemes of the principalities and powers against the expectation of this righteous one that Genesis 49:10 calls the Kurdi. Called Shiloh, the one that's called the Kurdi, the one likened to the rising sun that comes, likened to the rising sun that he comes to suddenly reveal the truth the world would obscure, to bring forth the light to cast out all the darkness. Read Isaiah 41 and understand who it was. The one called, the one called the voice crying in the wilderness comes to herald. Why don't they tell you to read Isaiah 40 through 41, very closely through 42, and understand the titles of the one called the righteous one like the rising sun, who Yeshua himself, according to Matthew, Matthias 12, 18, is declared also to be. Morning star, the sun that rises in the morning, cast out all the darkness. Please understand, my brothers and sisters, if they haven't told you all the prophecies concerning that one, they haven't taught you the Messiah at all. In fact, they kept you blind to the faith. Falling away from the faith, my brothers and sisters, trusts in the falsehoods of men. That's exactly what 2 Thessalonians talk about. Not recognizing your inequity for lack of knowledge of what indeed is righteousness, even who is the righteous one who would expose the pretenses of unrighteousness taught amidst your churches. Who will understand and understand? The truth is that the expectation of the awaited one called Shiloh the Kurdi, Shah, is so powerful a report. If anyone can deny the revelation of the gospel of Shiloh, what the scripture said would be brought to remembrance in the last days, revealing the law and the prophets. If anyone denies faith in this latter day appearing of the righteous one called the Kurdi, who Yeshua said he is. My brothers and sisters, all who cannot accept these truths will be found victimized by man-made religion, having denied and never known the foundation of everything that the faith in Yah and his sending of his son, as Savior, to the Holy One of Israel, is for. Not to understand these things, my brothers and sisters. I'm telling you now, not to understand the true faith that was the expectation of all Israel, of all who were Hebrews of old, and the coming of the Messiah, coming of the Anointed One, coming of the Awaited One, make Israel a righteous and again a strong people, speaking no lies, doing no iniquity. Who is it, my brothers and sisters, that will understand that he must come to persuade his people? There be none to dissuade his people among them. My brothers and sisters, we live in a society today. Yes, we do. That the rulers have done everything they could to hide these truths. The Most High calls prophets to speak what others would not. Like he told Ezekiel, see, I've called you a watchman, even to see what others would not, to warn the people. But my brothers and sisters, Most High does nothing without revealing it first to his servants, prophets, or even to a chosen one. Hear me, my brothers and sisters. It's written in the book of Amos, if they translated it right. How can two walk together unless they be agreed? He said to his people, you only have I known of all the people of the earth. You only have I covenanted. Therefore, he must reprove Israel first to be a light to the nations. First and foremost. You, I must first reprove of all, how about beyond all your iniquities and all your false allegiances. And the scriptures go on from there. It says, how can two be agreed? How can two walk together unless they be agreed? So two walk together. My of brothers and sisters. How should they walk together? Lest they be agreed. What's going to make Israel finally agree, my brothers and sisters? Isaiah 66. You need to read 1 through 6 and then out to the 15th verse and understand about what happens at that city. Understand, my brothers and sisters, what's written in Amos 3rd when it finally says amongst the seven questions and seven thunders. Read Revelation 10 sometime. Can two walk together, said they be agreed? Will a lion roar in the forest and he's taking no prey? Will a young lion cry out of his den as he's taking nothing? Can a bird fall in a snare upon the earth where there's no gin or snare for him? Shall one take up a snare from the earth and have taken nothing at all? Shall a trumpet be blown in a city, a warning be blown in a city, the people be not afraid? Shall there be an evil in a city? And the Most High has not done it. Shall the Most High will do nothing except to reveal his secret to his servants, the prophets? Please compare that. And sometimes to 11th chapter of Hosea, Revelation 10th chapter, and understand exactly what was said by those seven voices of thunder. As the scriptures speak of them again, spoke of them in Revelation 6th chapter. Read from the 12th to the 7th chapter, 2nd verse out to the 17th. Read it at the 16th chapter of Revelation, talking about that city and that gathering place for the one who is called the King of the East, the Kurdee. Messiah says, he is that one saying, behold, I come, but reproves all the rulers. That in the revelation of truth, that all the nations have denied, he says the cities of the nations shall fall. It's no different from Isaiah 25, 1 through 3. It says, the Most High shall perform a plan his form long ago with perfect faithfulness, even a plan the world had not discerned. So Isaiah 41 says, And it says, because of this, the cities of ruthless nations shall praise Yah, because the Most High has performed a plan for him from long ago with perfect faithfulness to prove that he is true. Who will understand it, my brothers and sisters? It's time. I want to tell you, if you haven't caught on all that I'm talking about, please download this show. Tune into it again in the archives. Listen to it. Crack your Bible open. See what your leaders for a long time have hid from you. Hear me, my brothers and sisters. We've been talking of late about much that is required according to 1 Yohanan 4 through 5 chapters toward the overcoming of the world. Again, my brothers and sisters, scriptures would not say in Isaiah 41 that when Messiah appears in the last days, did you hear me? That there was none who declares, none who hears his words, none who discerns that he is righteous, or even that he is the righteous one. It would not say this, my brothers and sisters, if there hadn't been schemes to cause people not to have remembered. And as I said before, not to discern the exceeding truth that must be restored does not relate the soul of one entirely led by the Spirit of Yah. The time has come for remembrance. Who will understand it in this time? I'd like to look again at First Yohanan chapter 4 through 5. Before I do, I want to just simply say this. Messiah said, do this in remembrance of me. The bread and wine, symbolic of this sacrifice. He said, if I do not go, the Comforter, the Holy Spirit that teaches all things, brings all things to remembrance, even those things the world would not reveal or the world would stand against then, or you gotta stand against. Knowing that you must reattain to the truth, my brothers and sisters, even the truth that must be attained, even though the whole world be an obstacle. Because believe me, the rulers don't want to tell you that they will all be reproved by one who declares all things. He He said, if I do not go, the Comforter will not come. He says, expedient, however, that he go. For he will bring all things to remembrance. He said there are many things that he would speak to his people, but they could not grasp or receive them yet till the Comforter has come to attune the mind. Believe me, it's Yah who must do this. Dare men say the carnal mind discerns the inspired minds of the prophets without assistance? To even say so or think so, my brothers and sisters, is blasphemous. These are words. My brothers and sisters, the words the Most High grants are the words, in fact, my brothers and sisters, they're love letters to those whom he has called and those who realize that they need his power. Petition him for the enhancement of the mind to the remembrance of all things, seeing how all things the Most High says work conjunctively together. Please understand, my brothers and sisters, the reality. So Messiah said, do this in remembrance of me. How about remembrance of who he said he is? When he said, I'm the root and offspring of David, the bright and morning star. Should keep your Passover, my brothers and sisters, in remembrance of the one who will bring again deliverance. In the expectation of the one who will bring again deliverance. Hey, all the feasts of the Most High are memorials. Scripture talks about in Jeremiah 23 about one called that he said he would bring up unto David a righteous heir, a righteous branch. Yes, indeed. Some scripture even go as far as to say they no longer speak concerning simply about the Lord who lives, who brought the children of Israel out of the land of Egypt. The Lord who lives, who brought all the tribes of Israel. How about made them one, bringing back the tribes of Israel all over so scattered to the north country. Hey, Isaiah 43 says, gathers people from the north, south, east, and west. From all the countries where they've been scattered. This is the reconciliation. It's even written up in 2 Thessalonians, the second chapter. If you read it also, it talks about the regathering together with him. Coming of the one called Shiloh, the one unto whom all the nations shall seek. The scripture says it's the same one who comes a second time to regather his people and return them to Israel, even as he did before. Who is that one, my brothers and sisters? Who is that one? I can only tell you swiftly that the prophecies say that he would bring Israel one time out of a Babylon to which they've been ensnared in the east, but in the latter days out of the west. Isaiah 59:19-21, the cry from the west, glorifying the majesty of the Most High, the glorifying in the east, even in the west, even until the rising of the sun. It says, from henceforth, O Israel, forget me not, is the way it reacts to the translation of Isaiah 44. It says, from this time forward, his covenant shall not depart out of your mouth, nor the mouth of your descendants, henceforth even forever. Romans 11:25-27 compares to that, what is Isaiah 59:19-21. It says, a Savior comes to Zion to those who turn from transgression in Jacob. He comes to turn Israel from all her transgressions. How about all her allegiances after the designs of other kings? Most High told me that it is trouble, it is tribulation. It's not peace anytime his people are subject to any conscience less than his own. Blessed are they, my brothers and sisters, who understand the Shema. We must love Yah with all our minds, heart, soul, and might unto all that is his will, desiring as a duty, as a people, that we be a strong people, that we seek the absolution of all that truth for the blessing of us all, loving our neighbors ourselves. Who will understand in this time? For this is love. Yah so loved the world, he sent one to speak, but others were not. Like I said, there are many who would not embrace the truth because they prefer to believe that the Most High compromises his will. How can one man believe, my brothers and sisters, steadfastly in one who they believe in some way vacillates. Blessed are they who will come to a sure foundation. Truth, my brothers and sisters, founded in truth. It is never an obstacle, but always works to help the soul wisen up, mature unto the greater truth. Time we understand. Yes, indeed. Something we talked about the other night, I need to look back through again. I know that there's a need to do so. First, Yohanan, 4th chapter. Talked a bit about this. I've heard a Hebrew, they call themselves Hebrew. They say they're Hebrews. I know that some people might say I'm being arrogant when I say that. My brothers and sisters say the true remnant of Israel will speak no lies, do no iniquity, no false doctrine. No falling short doctrine. How about no short-sighted? Scripture says Israel must comprehend with all the saints, with the height, depth, and breadth, unto all recognizing one Lord, one faith, and one baptism. Even comprehending, my brothers and sisters, unto the full measure and stature of Messiah himself. Please read around, 3:17? I'll go back a little bit further in Ephesians. All the way through to 4:17, my brothers and sisters, you should not be estranged from this truth as are other nations. It's in a time we understand. It says in 1 John 4:1, Beloved, those unto whom the Most High will reveal himself and show forth his favor. Believe not every spirit. Believe not every testimony. Hey, not every testimony is consummate unto the knowledge of the truth. Not every one who calls himself a prophet is true unto the fullness of the gospel. So watch out for false prophets, false testimony, falling short testimony of those who cry out, Lord, Lord. Oh, they cry out, Lord, as if he is master. As if he is their master, but they seek not the fullness of his truth, not to perform fully what is the will of the Father. My brothers and sisters, it is those who have his words who understand them that are wise men. That's what the word actually means. So who has his commandments obeys them, the wise men who obeys them not. Well, what is that? He has his words and obeys and understands them. He is to obey and understand. That's the wise men, my brothers and sisters. And those are the ones who set their foundation and build their house upon a rock. But others, my brothers and sisters, what is a rock? I can't, they saw it, they could not stand up, my brothers and sisters, to the overflowing torrent. Standing upon sand, no foundation at all. Consider the fall of that house to be great. What? This should be the nature of a man's testimony who has spoken in the name of the Most High. I'm talking about Matthew 7:13-28. Brothers and sisters, they should speak a testimony. Prophesy, speak a testimony. They cast out devils, ill visions, lack of vision, illusion, short-sighted standards and insufficiencies. Claim the fullness of a word, for that's the gospel. They go forth and teach all nations everything he commands. They make a difference of where what were people's former allegiances? Credit them the whole word because the authority is from above. And to declare the authority from above, brothers and sisters, not to exalt any of the partialities seen wise unto men. That will be the end of this age of the nations. That will be the end of this age of confusion when absolution, my brothers and sisters, reigns over the world entire. So go forth and teach all nations everything. Is every testimony of brothers and sisters considered of all things the Most High has spoken? How is it when I talk so many about what is called the secret city prophecy, the gospel of Shiloh, all these things I can verify from the scriptures from Genesis to Revelation? When I talk about who Messiah said he is, there's the one called the Kurdi. The King James Version would have called him Cyrus. It says in Isaiah 45. But let me tell you something. His kingdom was called Kurdistan for a reason. Curse, son, tish, rise. Hey, Shah, king of the east. Faith is not called Christianity. That's a pagan title created by Rome to preserve the multitude of differences of it that exalt its polytheisms, its pantheons, and diverse ideologies can never be true to the will of one. Yes, my brothers and sisters, they call it a savior who preserves the darkness. That's what they call the savior among the heathen. So I was never called a Christ in his lifetime. He discerned that turtle, called the Kurdi. Talking to quite a few people in the East. In fact, I've talked to people, my brothers and sisters, let me tell you something, Hebrew University, they know that title. Palestinians, I'm going to tell you right now, I'm talking to quite a few, they know that title. I've talked to you about other people in the East that definitely know that title. The West sought to totally obscure from the, even its vocable among men. Because it declares one, my brothers and sisters, whom the Most High declares, to rebuke and expose all the unrighteousness of all the kings. And quite frankly, such a faith as that, as an expectation, compelling men, knowing by faith they must seek beyond all the rulers and their contentions. That Rome, in its love for its polytheist pantheon, could not maintain. It's time we see the real. Yes, it is. So believe not every testimony. You think all the doctrines of all the churches are considered all things? Say, try the spirits, whether they are of Yah. In other words, check all the testimony the Most High declared to see whether it is of Yah. Yah does not deny himself in anything. If the words are not considered of all things the Most High declared from the beginning to eternity, my brothers and sisters, what men have believed is not the formative work of Yah, but an abomination. It's the work of man's pride. The Most High calls abominable whatever is prideful, unwilling to allow the Most High to show the greater truth, because oftentimes men are satisfied with the doctrines that esteem them among men. Most Messiah spoke of this and said, I know you will, those who do this, and that the love of Yah is not in you. He said, watch out for many false prophets who do not seek fully what is the will of the Father that's gone out into the world. He says, hereby know ye the spirit of Yah, the testimony of this from Yah. Every spirit that confesses that Yeshua, my body is the Kurdi, and coming in the flesh is of Yah. I want you to understand that word needs to be expressed and understood in a far more wise and piercing dimension of investigation than what is common to men. Believe me, ancient Rome, Roman Empire, the unholy Roman Empire, the unholy Roman Catholic Church, all the Protestant churches who say they believe the Messiah has come in the flesh. But my brothers and sisters, if they don't tell you what that meant, that Yeshua is the Kurdi, is come in the flesh, then guess my brothers, one of my brothers and sisters, they kept you totally blind to the entire context. That verse meant that an absolute standard at the hand of one who declares one standard to the whole world. Remember what the gospel is. Go forth and teach all nations everything he declared. Pure and completion off of one choice. Hey, what have the nations of the world hated to this day? The idea about an absolute standard to all the nations. Rulers seeking to maintain their thrones, their pulpits, calling themselves wise while they still continue to walk in foolishness to deceive the people. Scripture says, every spirit that confesses Yeshua HaShem Mashiach, there is the Kurdi. And that he has come in the flesh to declare an absolute standard to all nations. That is the testimony of this from Yah. Every spirit that confesses not that Yeshua is the Kurdi, and believe me, the nations have not done it. Every collective testimony among the nations that will not recognize who Messiah said he is not of Yah. Believe me, my brothers and sisters, the expectation of the one called Shiloh, unto whom the gathering of the people be, because he exposes as false the doctrines of all, falling short of the doctrines of all. That is the testimony, my brothers and sisters, is from Yah and how? Why? Because it declares the exceeding righteousness of Yah, knowing that there's a need to exceed all the unrighteousness of men. Messiah said your righteousness, your consummate knowledge of what is in the law and the prophets, your obedience to this, your testimony of word and deed concerning these things must exceed that of your rulers unto the reconciling of all error, all the differences of allegiances and corruptions that are a result of man's misallegiances after varying nations. I'm thinking about what I'm saying. People call themselves believers. One in one nation, another in another. They go to war. They fight against one another. But they both say they believe in the same Most High. Think again. That's a misrepresentation. The righteous must see that all your contentious rulers are should not enter the kingdom of Yah. You should not enter the kingdom of peace. The kingdom of peace, my brothers and sisters, those who seek the perfect will of Yah, for the Hebrew word for peace, shalom, is also the word, my brothers and sisters, having the root word, shah, which relates to completion. Shabbat, my brothers and sisters, is not a time for the remembrance of pieces and parts that seem to appease the misgiving, the fleshly short-sightedness and selfish ambitions of men. Shabbat is a time, my brothers and sisters, in which all his people must seek all that pleases him. Read Isaiah 56 and understand. It's a testimony unto all the nation, my brothers and sisters, even as the gospel is a testimony of peace, one understanding, all speaking the same thing, all like-minded, bringing all nations obedient in word and deed. For whatever is written of old is for our learning, that we through patience and faith in the scriptures might have one hope. Please read Romans 15 and understand. Know ye the spirit of Yah, that every spirit that confesses Yeshua Mashiach is the Kurdi, and has come to declare that testimony in the flesh. Hey, no more sitting back, people sitting back and saying, okay, we don't know. Or at least that's what it was saying at that time. Man, turning so far away from it now, he must have expect the restoration of these things, the return of the Kurdi. See, every spirit confesses not that Yeshua is the Kurdi and come in the flesh, and said he would return again. That the Kurdi will return again, believe me. Long after the reign of the one called Cyrus the Great, the prophet Zechariah, the prophet Malachi spoke about his return, the son of righteousness who arises. Revelation 7:2 talked about the angel or the king from the rising sun. But say, heard not the earth, nor the sea, nor the trees to the angels of wrath. That means he commands angels to have seals and confirm who are the servants of Yah upon their brows. Hey, no one's confirmed without proving a trust for the whole word. That means he must declare again the pure, perfect word. There's a full word of the gospel against the world. The men overcome the marks of the beast, the standards of the nations. The men wash their robes white, which considers the blood of the Lamb. Wash their robes, wash their allegiances of all misconceits under the pure will of one. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, find and atone for their sins, their allegiances to those who have lied. It says, blessed then are those, my brothers and sisters, who overcome the marks of the beast, the standards of Babylon. For they keep the commandments of Yah after the faith of Yeshua. And believe in brothers and sisters, many misrepresentatives have tricked many after the standards of the nations. The Messiah must come to expose that pretense. Thinks every spirit that confesses not that Yeshua is the Kurdi and has come in the flesh declared absolute standard is not of Yah. And this spirit they put down here, Antichrist. Let me tell you something. That word Christ, what it meant to the heathen, just doesn't fit with the flow of the scriptures and their intent. Messiah would not have liked to have been called a Christ. How about an anti-Shiloh? Why is it you hear so few talk about the one called Shiloh and to whom the gathering of the people shall be, because it exposes all the rulers, all your pastors, your priests, your rabbis, your elders, your presidents, your kings? Why did they tell you about the title called, the one called Kurdi? Please read HiddenGospel.com, article called Early Church Origin, Mutual Expectation, article called The Gospel of Shiloh. Ask why they haven't talked to the Secret City Prophecies. All that's on my website, HiddenGospel.com. My brothers and sisters, they didn't teach you these things, and they compel you to believe that the rulers somehow are going to get together and prepare you for the coming of the king. When the scripture says he will come suddenly to his temple, unexpectedly to his temple, to expose all the priests who hid these things from you. Turning men aside from his ordinances that they do not keep them. Robbing both Yah and men because they didn't teach. What is the responsibility of priests who should keep knowledge? They didn't tell you about that, my brothers and sisters. They didn't teach you the gospel at all. And they are anti the salvation of this world. And that spirit of those who had maintained their own rule against Yah was in the world at that time, already in the world. And Daniel 8:5-25 talks about that Western system that would overcome the Medo-Persian Empire. The Greeks, my brothers and sisters, the scripture says they will continue to exploit and deceive the people till Messiah comes and they seek to stand up against the Prince of Princes. Believe me, my brothers and sisters, what it means. Since Messiah must gather his people from the midst of all the nations, that all the nations have been a lie. We'll believe those lies, most misallegiance, and those fallen standards we like them to call sufficient. It's not of Yah. Ye of Yah, little children, have overcome them. Have you overcome those who hid the truth, the courtesy from you? And have overcome them. Have you overcome the schemes of those who kept you from understanding who Messiah said that he is? Because great is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Great is he that is in you than he is in the world. If you're willing to hearken to these words, check out the scriptures of what I'm telling you. Realizing that your leaders have not taught you these things, if you can accept them, then by the Spirit of Yah, brothers and sisters, can you be redeemed from those who hear the truth from you? Who can say they are saved, my brothers and sisters, and they still trust in those who continue to deceive rather than helping them to perceive? If they still believe in those who speak lies, half truths, my brothers and sisters, that prevent men from seeking the greater truth, how can men, my brothers and sisters, say they are saved and made whole? Ready to be confirmed under Yah. It's time we understand far better. Those who are of the world, the spirit of truth, even this testimony concerning the one called the Kurdi, who Messiah said he is. They are of the world who will not receive this testimony. And those who are worldly, who despise the eye, who in the flesh despise the idea of the Most High declared one standard only discerned by the Spirit. The world will hear them who deny this testimony. But we who are of Yah, and he that knoweth Yah will hear this testimony. 1 John 4:6. He that is Yah, that is not of Yah, hears not this testimony of which I speak to you tonight. Hereby know we the spirit of truth. Those who seek to transcend all worldly error unto the will of one, and the spirit of those who would trust in error. My brothers and sisters, to know what is said and not know why it is said is a missed point, and many who are they who have done so. Discerning that many have not discerned what is the righteousness of Yah, even who is his righteous one and what is his testimony. Many have sought to establish their own righteousness, their own denominations, their own nations, their own thrones, their own pulpits, whatever they call, and forget the earth belongs to Yah, the fullness thereof, and compel many to lift their souls unto vanity, not knowing that the King of glory will be mighty in battle. Please read Psalm 24 and understand what will be the fate of all those who continue to resist this testimony. I told you what the Most High told me. I have some very important things for him to do. I am now doing them. He said to me, because of what I must do, he said, I'd accrue some very powerful friends as well as enemies. Yes, there are many who would not like to be exposed by this word becoming common knowledge to the many. He said to me that I would, because of what I would do, I'd accrue some very powerful friends as well as enemies. But he said, in doing for him that which he's asked of me, I would have his protection and guidance. For that I'm utmost thankful and encouraged. Most High told me, I must tell you these things. Could I ever go to him and say that I was not taught to teach them? No, my brothers and sisters. He told me, I must tell you these things. The men have done everything they could in all their institutions since the dawn of human fall to exalt their unrighteousness. My brothers and sisters, keep you ever never knowing what is your purpose in harmony with all the Most High created, beyond all hypocrisy and misrepresentation. From the beginning. Yohanan 4:6. Looking at the time that's left. Phew, seems like I never get a chance to get through this entirety. I'm going to have to devote a night to just going straight through these scriptures in 1 John 4:5. Ah, beloved, let us love one another. How do we love one another? We seek the whole truth for the good of one another, for the sake of the holy name. For people made one of the Most High who are at peace, give glory unto him. The Most High finds reason for their blessedness and preservation. Everyone that knoweth, that loveth, the Hebrew word for love, our Abba, is love for all that is divine will. And men might be true unto his purpose, fully furnished unto all good works, prepared to do all the Most High declared as a good servant. That one helped to make Israel a strong people, born of Yah. Not of the will of flesh, nor the will of man, not after the short-sightedness of standing the seem wise unto men. That one, my brothers and sisters, born of the Spirit. That one, my brothers and sisters, will find partakership with Most High cause of covenant. He that loveth not and does not seek the fullness of truth, knoweth not Yah. For Yah is love. And we must learn how to love a fullness of his will. We are to love him, and if we are to love one another. And this was the love of Yah manifest toward us, because Yah sent his only begotten Son to the world that we might live through him. Yah so loved the world, and he gave his only begotten Son to teach those things that others would not. That hearing, my brothers and sisters, it might not be said of us that we who die without the law would perish without the law. Read Romans 2 and understand. Herein is love. Herein is love. Not that we loved Yah. In other words, get the point. Not that we of ourselves knew how to love Yah, but that Yah loved us and revealed his Son to us to be a propitiation for our sins, an atonement for our sins. In other words, teaching us the fullness of what is divine will, a greater revelation, revolution unto the greater knowledge of his will. We will not be subject to his multitude of partialities, which indeed are sin. Beloved, if Yah loved us, we also love one another. If he showed us his greater will, we must just seek to all to understand this. For no man has seen Yah at any time after his own flesh. But if we love one another, we show evidence that Yah dwelleth in us. It has revealed itself to us, and his love is perfected, made complete in us. The fullness of his will is made complete, that we might be confirmed into the glory of his name. Shall not take his name in vain unto anything short-sighted, my brothers and sisters, unless you are found guilty. Blessed is the name of the Most High, who would call his people under the fullness of an expectation acceptable unto him. Hereby we know we that dwell in him, and he in us, because he has given us his Spirit, his testimony, the fullness of his testimony. This now he is doing true to his promise. Who, my brothers and sisters, after the spirit of remembrance, will now remember all those things and take heed to all those things that should never have been forgotten. Whoever shall confess, we have seen and do testify, the Father sent the Son 90 to save seconds. For the world. Not about to make the world one beyond all its afflictions and misconceits. Whoever shall confess that Yeshua is the Son of Yah, one who he said he was sent to reveal the secret things, that men might be returned to him beyond all the crooked places, beyond every ditch, beyond every crooked place. Men might see straightway the will of Yah. He is in Yah, my brothers and sisters. Blessed are they.
60 seconds.
Whoever confess that Yeshua is the Son of Yah and dwells in him, he is in Yah. Whoever confess that he is the kind of his security. These are they, my brothers and sisters, the Most High will call Israel. These are the ones who he will seal in his name. His commandments are not difficult, not burdensome, the scriptures say in the 5th chapter. We must thank the Most High. Yes, my brothers and sisters, casting out all fear. We must thank the Most High for revealing his testimony. Hey, we know what the fate of those who know it not. So it's the knowledge of these things is not burdensome. They are delight for those who love him. This is the love of Yah, my brothers and sisters, that we keep his commandments, all that is his testimony. Even the remembrance of him who walked through Babylon once and for all. Till we speak again, my brothers and sisters, this has been the enemy of covenant, remember his ministries, unto his might, to his honor, and to his praise always. Hallelujah! I thank the Most High for every ear that he brings near. Shabbat Shalom.